is Radio 1. Right, for this next bit, we're not going to mention anybody's names, okay, to protect identities. Hello, you.
Hi, Scott.
Now, I got your email.
Yeah, okay.
You've been going out with your girlfriend for how long?
2 years.
Right. And how did you meet her?
We met at college when we were a little bit younger.
Right.
But yeah, been together 2 years now.
And she's American, is she?
She is, yeah.
Okay.
Were you 2 years younger when you met her?
I was, yeah.
Right. Oh, and was she 2 years younger when she met you?
I think that's the case, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, where is she at the moment?
Right now she's gone to visit her family in America.
And you've been having a little bit of a tidy up, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been tidying up a little bit around the house,
mm-hmm.
trying to make it look good.
And what have you found?
I'm a little bit concerned, Scott.
Right, what have you found?
I found a box in the wardrobe, and it's full of stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Shoes?
not quite shoes. Well, I was a little bit concerned when I first found it, but there seems to be all sorts in there. Postcards, letters, cards, and it's all got these like frilly bits of pink ribbon on.
Ooh.
And yeah, a little bit, not really sure what's going on.
And even though you shouldn't be snooping around, you kind of want to open them and see what's going on, don't you?
I do, really, right. Yeah.
So, who do you think they're from? Some kind of ex?
This is where I'm a bit concerned. I've got a feeling they're from an ex-boyfriend.
This is like those Xboxes we were talking about a while ago, do you remember? And people were destroying them live on air.
Yeah, so strange people had. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people have got them.
I know, they're just weird, though.
We have discussed this before.
I know, and we came to the conclusion that they're weird.
So, you've found an Xbox.
Yeah.
And you are not sure whether to just put it back in the wardrobe or to read it.
That's basically where I'm at.
Right. Okay. What does your gut instinct say?
Well, I want to open it because I'm a little bit concerned about the contents, but then equally I can see myself getting very annoyed.
She's in America, she'll never know.
Yes, I know, but she's got a horrible way of finding these things out.
Yeah, but it's not whether she finds out or not, it's then what goes on in your head.
Yeah, I mean, see, this
could take you to a very dark place.
It could push you over the edge.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you should open it.
Don't open it!
Can I just ask, you know, on the postcards and letters and stuff?
Yeah.
How many different types of writing are there on there? Is it more than 53?
Oh, no.
Right.
No, it seems to be the same writing.
Just one person, right.
Yeah, it looks
just
that
way, check.
Yeah.
Why do you think he should look?
Because I'm nosy and I want to know.
It's wrong. Don't do it.
Just open a letter. Go on. Just one.
Open it up.
If you don't want to, it's fine.
Well, can you take all the responsibility for it?
No.
Right, you're joking, aren't you?
Okay, listen, I'll throw it out there. 81199. Do we get this person to read out one of the letters from the Xbox live on Radio 1 next? 81199, let me know what you think.
Are you trying to split up another relationship?
It's an ex-boyfriend, i.e. it's over. She's going out with this guy now, it's fine.
Therefore, she shouldn't have kept the Xbox.
Let me know what you think. 81199. Stop. Okay, it's 5:30. Hello, person.
Hello there.
And your girlfriend, who's American, is away in America seeing her family at the moment on holiday?
Yeah.
You found a little surprise in the wardrobe.
I have, yeah.
A bundle of letters, postcards, etc., which you think are from an ex-boyfriend.
Basically, yeah.
Mm. Now, are you prepared for what might go through your head if you do read a letter out?
I'm a little bit scared, to be honest. I am.
Well, our listeners surprisingly think you should do it 100%.
Right.
So, if you could just open the letter.
Oh, no.
And just read what it says.
Okay, give it a bit.
Remember, it's an ex-boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
You're now the love of her life. It's
but
fine.
There are a lot of letters there, Scott.
Yeah, but people, you know.
Okay, well, I'm going to open one up.
You don't want to think.
I'm a little bit nervous. I feel like I'm opening my exam results here. Hold on.
You don't want to think about her being lovey-dovey and hubba hubba with someone else, do you?
No, I don't.
You see,
really.
That's the problem.
Hubba hubba?
Well, yeah. Lovey-dovey, hubba hubba, you know? Do you not know that?
Mm.
But you don't want to think about it. Oh, it's wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
It's a horrible image.
Okay. You got it there?
Okay, I've got it.
Okay. Go.
Do you want me to read it out?
Yes, please.
Right. Hey, Becky, I've just tried to call you, but you're not there, so I'm writing instead. I miss you, and it's not fair.
By the way,
yeah,
you've just read out her name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Dear. Okay, carry on.
Right. I've just seen all of David's photos of the ball, and our one is really funny. You look really beautiful, lovely, and I look like a drunken idiot with my eyes shut. At least I must have been having fun, judging by the look on my face. Today, I had football practice, which was the biggest pile of crap I've ever been involved with. We've got 4 matches in 7 days coming up, so we might get something out of it. I can't stop thinking about you and the time at the beach. I think I'll remember that for as long as I live.
This is quite moving, isn't it?
No.
That time at the beach.
Oh, they're on the beach together, anonymous person.
I can't wait for you to come visit again. I'll get you some more lingerie too. I think you deserve it. There's a photo in this thing though, Scott. There's this little cutout of it just looks like some lingerie straight from the catalogue.
Right, so in the absence of real lingerie, he's just snipped out a little lingerie item from the catalogue.
Well, I was wondering what it was doing in the letter, to be honest.
That's what's happened, right? He's just taken an item of lingerie from the catalogue.
Yeah, and just put it in with the letter, basically. Yeah.
Right. Carry on.
Yeah, really? Call me, please, when you can. I want to hear your voice again. Mum says you have to come for Thanksgiving if you can. Anyway, I'm off now. Keep smiling. I miss you right now. Love, Jay. Oh, I said his name.
Brilliant. So that's Jay and Becky.
There's a PS though.
Okay.
It says, I need a kiss / naked situation in the night.
Pardon?
It's a kiss / naked situation?
Well, that's what it says.
How do you feel after reading that?
Not great, to be honest. Not great.
I mean, just think about just
boyfriend. Yeah, don't worry about it.
She wore lingerie for him. She did it on the beach with him.
I can't be doing with people that can't accept that before them, their partner did do stuff with other people.
Has she worn lingerie for you?
Well, that's not the point.
Have you been on a beach together?
No.
Oh, she's done things with exes that she hasn't done with you.
Oh, no.
Well.
Anyway. Nice to speak to you. Sorry about that. Scott Mills. God, you were right when you said you've got no coordination at all.
I'm sorry.
Can't even click your fingers in time to a track.
No, I can't. I've got no rhythm. No,
with me now. Go.
That was it, wasn't it?
You can't actually do it.
No, I've got no timing.
Can you dance?
No, I can only dance in a standing... It's still kind of shaking my head with hands behind my back.
Hi, ladies. That was Lamar. And someone should tell you, it's 5:39 on Radio 1. Hello, Radio 1, who's that, please?
Hi, Scott, it's Nick.
All right, Nick, where are you tonight?
I'm in a little country village called Laxfield.
Nice, how can I help?
I was just sort of saying, I mean, I feel really guilty for saying this now, but I've been sort of burnt in the past, and I was just sort of saying, you know, that the gentleman who's just reading out his letter, I'd still be thinking twice about, like, because in the letter there's a lot of Americanisms and that, so it's obviously an American guy, and I appreciate that the girl obviously lived in America at one point.
Right. And, she is American, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. And, like, he said that she should come over for Thanksgiving, which is sort of, I believe, around about this time of the year. And
right.
So,
get to the point. What are you trying to say?
Well, I was just worried, you know, that maybe it's not an ex-boyfriend.
Right, okay. Hello, ready?
Well, you see, we kind of blundered a bit.
Yeah.
Because we didn't ask our anonymous person.
We didn't ask what the date was on the letter, did we?
Helen Mirren wouldn't have made this mistake.
She would not,
suspect.
Would she? She wouldn't.
I really
hope I haven't, like, opened a can of worms here, because, like, I feel really guilty now.
No, I mean, it's not only you, to be honest. A lot of people are now making the same comment on the text, so don't worry about it. It's, you know, you haven't done any harm. It's all fine. But
all right, then.
We kind of need to know whether the letter was, you know, from 2 or 3 years ago, or whether it's from recently.
We've blundered that.
Because Thanksgiving is about now in America.
This is what I was thinking.
And she is in America at the moment.
The turkey will be stuffed tomorrow.
Make of that. Make of that.
It's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. Hope you're ready.
God, getting so much beef on 81199.
You're not popular, are you?
God, this is a music radio station, yeah? Eminem. And All Saints, it's 6:15 on Radio 1. Look at the abuse Get on with it, you horse. Mm. I've got to take a poo. Mm. I'm in the car waiting. Hurry up. You're Kate Thornton in disguise. You're darn...
That's harsh, that one.
You're darn annoying.
Yeah.
Tell us, you Gaylord. Mm. Right, okay. We had a guy on, I nearly said his name, who didn't want to be identified, even though he did say the name of his girlfriend. And he has found something in her wardrobe, which is a load of letters and cards and stuff from an ex. But the letter, which he read out on air, said, well, it said about Thanksgiving, didn't it?
Yeah.
Which is tomorrow in America, which got a lot of people thinking that maybe it's not from an ex at all, and maybe she's still over there doing it right now.
Yeah, some hubba hubba.
Yeah. So we needed to check the date on the letter.
You're dragging this out, aren't you? Blimey.
I'm just explaining for everybody that's just tuned in.
All right.
The date on the letter is the 12th of October, 2000. 6 years ago. It's all fine. It's all fine.
Well, unless she's decided to rekindle it.
Is that a bit of an anti-climax, do you think?
What?
12th of October, 2000.
I don't know, to be honest.
It's all fine. Sorry about the wait. Right, it's 617 with Scott Mills on Radio 1. This is Party All the Time. That was Keen and Nothing in My Way. I think people were expecting some kind of big drama there, which didn't happen. I'm sorry about that, but, you know, I bet he feels a lot better. Radio 1. I was keen at 6:23 on Radio 1 with Scott. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Luke. Just a little point on the letter that you were on about earlier.
Yeah?
2000 could be written as a ploy instead of 2006 because she thought if he found it, then, you know, 2006 gives it away too easy. So, you know, it might be a bit of a sly point there.
Can I just ask?
Yeah.
Do you believe that man never landed on the moon?
I don't know. All the evidence points that you know, it's a bit of a ploy, but, you know, people are good at hiding things, shall we say,
yeah,
Scott?
Never happened, did it?
No, mate.
Never happened.
Nah, never.
Oh, so that's coming,
though. It is, yeah. So what you're saying is she had foresight and wrote 2000
on the letter. Yeah, 2006.
Amazing.
Yeah, she's not silly, is she?
She's not stupid, is she? No, what you're saying.
He sounds like...
I just broke that old boy's heart, but, you know, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
You know, but, I don't know. It just seemed a bit suspicious, you know. You just tie everything in.
In your head?
In my head. Not only in mine. I'm sure other people, you know, by people putting that a zero can be mistaken for a six.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
I wouldn't like to be his missus. He sounds like he's got a few cunning tricks up his sleeve.
One,